Preston Allison, auditor of Rusk County, Fred, is Garland Roscoe Farmers owner and editor of the Henderson Times?
I knew him. I knew his father.
Joseph Langhorne was interviewed in the absence of her husband. She stated that this man was employed by her husband. And the record is good over there.
I just don't know what he was doing for Shippers in 56. Shippers.
Well, he wasn't there but a few months.
Well, Shippers was not a candidate that year.
55 to 56, 3 or 4 months, George and Christian and Jake Jacobson say they didn't get along too hot. This guy's a pretty liberal fellow, but I don't know anything about him.
I don't either.
I just got him. He's a kind of a career fellow that's a specialist in Africa. And all of these people I'm trying to think of, Mr. Story, William Theodore Story at College Station, says he lived at their boarding house when he went to A&M. He's a sober, diligent student, a person with very good associates and character. There's no question about his loyalty and patriotism.
Mr. President,
never heard any derogatory comments.
If he is a real specialist on Africa and can do you and the country a good job, I wouldn't object if he'd gotten out and campaigned for Shivers against me.
Well, I don't know. I'd object if he hadn't campaigned for me. I don't know. I don't know whether he did or not.
Well, if I was appointing him, I would too.
Well, I just wanted to
share since I don't have anything to do with it.
I wanted to have any. See if you had any insight on him. I didn't want to stir up any more problems than I had.
I can't, Mr. President. I knew his father. His father wrote a history of Rusk County.
Yeah, that's where he's from.
I know it. I know he knew his father, and I don't know this boy.
Well, we'll check him out. May send him up there. And he's from California, but he hadn't lived in Texas, and I didn't want to jump him up. Now, what about, are you for Bill Heath? Is he agreeable to you?
Yes, he's agreeable to me, Mr. President. I don't know him. I have no objections.
We're considering him for something. I haven't.
You mean Garland Farmer?
I'm going to. Farmer will be from California.
Yes. Oh, you mean somebody from Texas?
Yeah, I think about Bill Heath from Texas.
Oh, Bill Heath. Oh, no, I have no objection.
And I'm thinking about the Governor Roelvaag of Minnesota, a little place in Iceland. I've got a bunch of these little places where they like to have somebody that's got some title.
Well, Roelvaag is a man of great stature. He wasn't a very good practical politician, but I've talked to him several times, Mr. President. I think he is a very fine person.
Who is this?
Roelvaag.
Yeah.
I think he's a fine person. He's just not practical with his politics, and he didn't know how to rally people to vote for him, but he is a fine. His father was author of that book, Giants in the Earth, about Norwegians coming and settling and fighting the cold, yeah. Living in a dugout. He ought to go well in.
I thought I'd finally found one damn book, man, that you didn't know anything about, Ralph. And now you dug up his father here. And that's exactly right. That's what they make about him. Do you know everybody?
No, sir, I don't know very many. I look at these appointments here and I think, my God, that president knows everybody in the country.
Well, I mean,
fantastic bit the acquaintance you have and you had when you went in there.
What else do you know?
I don't know much, Mr. President. This job is, I've been on the road 5 days and I'm beat up.
Where you been speaking?
Been down in Texas. Good.
What are they giving you hell about?
I didn't give them time. I just spoke and left town. I've been with a mighty good friend of yours, Walter Hull.
Oh, he's a dandy. Is he gone broke yet?
He's doing better than ever, I think.
Well, I'm for that. The more money he can get, the more we can get him to take care of us in our old age.
That's right. We want
pretty,
him to
he's
do
a pretty
well.
Generous fellow, and he's loyal to his friends.
He really is, Mr. President.
Don't scare him when they set off a firecracker.
No, you don't have a better, stronger, stouter supporter who'll stay with you through everything than Walter Hope.
Here's old Roelvaag. He said he was narrowly defeated by 47.2%. He's always been a strong Democrat and a good LBJ supporter, and he does it openly. He's 100% with the president. His father was Ole Roelvaag, the famous Norwegian-American novelist.
That's a good
the Icelanders would be very honored to have as your personal representative. an American of such prominence and cultural affinity as Governor Roosevelt.
I think he'd be a match for that.
All right. Well, I'm gonna send him up there, and I want you to read these messages I'm sending up there, because I'm gonna get them put in a book some of these days and send them to you. These messages on the poor people. You've been running around all over Texas for about 20 years talking about doing something for the poor. I've got my poverty message and my old folks' message and all of them. I'm sending up poverty this week and trying to do something for the underdog. And I want you to take it home with you some night and read it and get rid of all those old Roosevelt books you're reading over there and read something current.
Mr. President, I'm looking forward to copy. I want it badly. I want to say that in the 89th Congress, the Congressional Quarterly printed the list, and there were three members of the Senate that voted for your programs one time more than I did. Now, I thought I'd beat any of them, but three had just one vote out of all those more, but they were like Pell and two others from little bitty states. Nobody from a state that had many as 10 million people voted with you as much.
Well, your eyes were bad that time. You was a little hard to hear, and your eyesight got bad, and you missed one of them.
I think it's that airline strike bill.
Well, on the airline strike, I wasn't for the bill. How'd you vote?
I voted for the bill.
Yeah, well, I guess that's where it was. Well, that didn't make
sense. The White House is for it, and that kept me from having the best record in the 89th Congress in the Senate for supporting you.
Well, you couldn't have a better record. That wasn't a question of me. That didn't have anything to do with me.
Well, Mr. President,
if Johnson gets as good a labor record as you do, the good Lord let us both.
Mr. President, all these machinists are giving me hell, and I think they're wrong about it. They fiddle around. They're about to have an anti-labor bill and all strikes.
It would have, but I've been working for 2 years, and I'm trying to get up something now, and it's going to cause more damn trouble. You cannot get anything that'll work. I've had all the lawyer experts. I've had Dave Ginsburg in here, and I've had all the group working with Wirtz, and I think we're finally going to try to work out something, but they'll all oppose it. I'm going to meet with all the labor council day after tomorrow and talk to them about, Thursday, and talk to them about the government generally. They had a good meeting down in Miami, though.
I hear they did.
And they're all Democrats.
I read about Hubert Humphrey going down there and meeting with them and getting a wonderful reception.
We had a good meeting, and we're going to be doing all right. Much obliged. I'll let you know what happens, and you better get with Ramsey. Damned if you didn't put him over there today.
Mr. President, you made a good appointment. I've never seen a more popular attorney general with that whole Senate, Democrats and Republicans and all.
Whenever you get old Jim Eastland and on one side, and you get all those liberals on the other, and you coach them, damned if that's not pretty good outfit.
I'll tell you, that groundwork, Ramsey's long work, and with him, he'd laid that groundwork. He had them all for him. He'd worked with them so long they were all knew he's a good
man. You reckon they figured anybody get Johnson? Yarbrough get along and stay in the middle of them without getting shot? Did he get along with nearly anybody?
I think he showed he can get along with anybody. He gets along. He really has. That man's, he's really terrific, Mr. President.
He worked out enough judges for us and never did get shot. That ought to make him a Supreme Court justice.
He worked us both over and got his friends in on the judgeships and left us looking there blanking when he's passed.
And both of us thanking him.
Both of us thanking him.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate this call a lot.
Goodbye.